We've had prayer. We've had our praise morning portion of our service. Hallelujah. The Lord has truly blessed our souls thus far with the brotherhood choir. But now it is time for the word of God. One passage of scripture says, in man should I live, my brother, alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. And how can that preacher preach except he be sent? And how can he be sent except he be called? We have a very blessed man of God coming before us today, praise the Lord, to bring forth the word of God. He's Bishop Ronald L. Carter from Long Island, New York. He's the pastor of Church of Refuge in New York, praise the Lord. And we ought to just right now receive him with a hearty amen. Bishop Ronald Carter.
Praise the Lord, everyone.
Praise the Lord.
Honor the Lord. This morning, Pastor Bonner is absent. We greet you in Jesus' name. We're glad to be with you one more time. Certainly, we want to thank God for this privilege. The Lord has blessed in here already, but the half has not yet been told. All right. I'm going to be with you through Wednesday, Thursday morning. Right and early, I'm going home. Amen. To be with the Carters. To give thanks together. Long Island, where I pass the Thursdays, and, you know, Thanksgiving is family time.
Yes, sir.
And that's exactly what I intend to do with my family. But while I'm here, I want to be a blessing. The Lord just blessed me tremendously while listening to Elder Gay. I have the direction for the whole revival. Now, how many in here are blessed?
Amen.
And you know that you're blessed, okay? All right, tonight, I'm going to preach a message, how to self-destruct in the midst of a blessing. I'm going to tell you just how to mess that blessing up. Okay? Just how you can stop being blessed. Praise the Lord. Of course, the hope is, when I tell you how to do it, you won't do it. Monday through Wednesday, I'll be teaching in the upper room. And I'm going to be taping the sessions. The sessions are going to be entitled Proskoneos. Proskoneos. That means worship with purpose. Proskoneos. Say that. Worship with purpose. I'm going to be taping. I'm going to give the tapes to Brother Slater. The Brotherhood asked me to come here. And those of you who cannot come to the teaching, well, you can buy a tape from Brother Slater.
All right.
And then they could use it for the pastor's anniversary proceeds. Is that all right?
Amen.
Amen. Monday, we'll be talking about proskuneos. Germination, how to get started being blessed. Proskuneos development, how to broaden your blessings, and proskuneos fruition. I just got this while sitting here. They were singing a song, I don't know why the Lord is blessing me. Well, you need to know why. You really, if you're blessed, you need to know what you're doing so that you can keep doing that.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you might be doing it by accident.
Amen.
And if that's the case, then you need to find out what it is so that you won't do anything else. I don't know why the Lord is blessing me, but I am blessed, and I need to find out what it is I'm doing so that I keep doing what I'm doing so that the Lord will keep on blessing me. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. So tonight I'm going to talk about how to self-destruct. Amen. Because sometimes God is trying hard to bless us Amen. He tried to take us one way, we're going hard as we can. The other way. Amen. And God ain't going to fool with you forever. The Spirit won't strive with you forever. Y'all ain't going to say nothing. Amen. But I'm looking to have a time. Amen. I'd like for you to come and have a time with me. Now tell the person sitting next to you, I've come to have church this morning. You don't want to have church? Just don't bother me. Hallelujah. In the book of Genesis, chapter 19. Hallelujah. Verse 15, including verse 17. And when the morning arose, then the angels hastened Lot, saying, arise, take thy wife and thy two daughters, which are here, lest thou be consumed in the iniquity of the city. While he lingered, the men laid hold on his hand, on the hand of his wife, on the hand of his two daughters. The Lord being merciful unto him, they brought him forth and set him without the city. It came to pass, when they had brought them forth abroad, that he said, escape for thy life, look not behind thee, neither stay thou in all the plains. Escape the mountain, lest thou be consumed. My text this morning, whatever happens, don't look back. Whatever happens, don't look back. Oh God, help me with this preachment. Send anointed word for the purpose of breaking yokes, establishing freedom, saving the lost. You shall ask these and all of the blessings in the wonderful name of Jesus. Let all the people say amen.
Amen.
Whatever happens, don't look back. You know, there's a song that just engulfs me. It's not new. Praise God. But some things I'm really getting into, trying to get the people in Refuge in Long Island into, not only listening to the melody and responding to the rhythm, but listen to the words, because some songs ain't worth singing. Amen. You need to make sure that you know what the words are. This song, a few weeks ago, I just sat down and really listened to what the person was saying. They were saying, because the Lord is my shepherd, I have everything I need. He makes me lie in the meadows grass. And he leads me beside the quiet stream. He restores my failing health. And he helps me to do what pleases him the most. That's why I'm saved. That's why I'm saved, y'all. Safe in his arms. Hallelujah. That's why. That's why. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because the Lord is my shepherd, I have everything I need. He makes me lie in the meadows grass. And it leads me by the quiet stream.
He restores my failing health.
He makes me to do what pleases him the most. That's why I'm saved. Know that I'm saved. That's why I'm saved. Saving. Saving is all yours. Oh! Oh, my God! Because the Lord, the Lord, the Lord is my shepherd. Oh, have everything that I need. He left me all the pain to bed on grass. Leave me right beside the white stream when I'm sick. He restored my failing health.
We're going to shout in a little while. We're going to shout in about 25, 30 minutes. Whatever happens, don't look back. Reach over and tell somebody, whatever happens, just don't look back. Come on here, somebody. Don't think about going back. Just don't even look back. Come on here, somebody. Forget about going back. Forget about it. Don't even turn around. We done come too far. Oh, glory to God. In God's economy, there's a place for all of us. And praise God, there's determination, blessings, and miracles that can only be hindered by you, by what you do, by what you say, by where you go. There are people who have the Holy Ghost and are not blessed. Amen. Because of their association. Amen. Because, praise God, of their activities. There are people who are blessed and don't have the Holy Ghost because they have the right heart. Amen. They're going to hell, praise God, but they're blessed. All the while they're here. You hear me what I say? Amen. And so Lot just happened to be with a blessed person. Amen. When you look around and find somebody who's blessed, you need to get with them and enjoy their blessing and find out what they're doing so that you can get your own blessing. God begins to bless and it's always more than enough. I find out, praise God, there's some places that ain't worth being. Amen. It's just a waste of time to be in some folks' homes and some churches. Amen. The ground is dried up. It's just as dry and brittle. Ain't nothing growing. Had the same 15 members for 25 years. Y'all ain't helping me. Praise the Lord. Some folks been saved 10 years. And amen. And you never have nothing but worn over shoes, tattered dresses, hand-me-down hats. We all have to go through suffering, but 10 years is too long. Come on here, somebody. Amen. We all have to suffer, praise God, but some of us, amen, we just being dogs. Amen. And that's not God's will. It's you. It's you, praise God. You can't make up your mind, praise God, what you want to do. Y'all ain't helping me in here. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Some folks are influenced, constantly influenced by the wrong people. Amen. Somebody come along with some flaky vision, funny looking eyeglasses, a quiver in their voice, shimmy in their walk, praise God. There you go. Amen. These folks got something from God. They might have something from down the street. You might have the palsy. And if you hang out with them, you're going to get the palsy. Ain't trying to be funny. You can't follow everybody, honey. You pick up something you can't get rid of. Y'all ain't saying that. Now, Lot just happened to be with a blessed man. Oh, bless his wonderful name. Lot happened to be where the blessing was and messed it up, praise God. Got greedy and have to separate, praise God. Because sometimes when you bless, praise God, amen, the Lord lets you know, I can't bless you no more than what I've already blessed you because of your association. And you're going to have to separate. You'll come to the crossroads of decision. And who you going to choose? You're going to walk with God, amen, and you're going to have to cut loose this hindrance. That hindrance can be your family. That hindrance can be your cut buddy. That hindrance can be your job. God has his mark on you. I preached the message once, the mark of the chosen vessel. Hallelujah. You can do what you want to. If God's got his mark on you, he's going to have his way. And you might as well just stop kicking. Amen. Go along with the program. Just go along with it. Hallelujah. Lord, he'll kick you off your job, get the family mad at you, get everything to isolate you to the point where he can talk to you and say, now listen, I got a blessing for you, praise God. But you can't get it as long as you're encumbered with all of these various distractions. Y'all gonna listen to me this morning? And when God gives you what he has for you, honey, it's worth the wait. Are you hearing me? The Lord never promised to make you rich. He promised to make you prosper. And if you're prosperous, you have more than enough. Y'all hear me what I'm saying? Praise God. My wife is here with me, praise God, and she can tell you, amen, in 1963 when we got married, we were so poor, our poor didn't even have all four letters. Amen. Our poor wasn't P-O-O-R, it was just P-O, honey. That's all you can hold, kid. Amen. I can talk to you about welfare because I've been on it. Amen. I can talk to you about being homeless because we were set out of doors. Talk to you, praise God. Marshall come took my furniture. Man, this big old scrawny looking man come and took a wedding ring off my finger because I couldn't make the payment. Come on here, y'all. Talk about being blessed, honey. You're going to pay some suffering price before you get your blessing. You're going to get down on your knees before you get your blessing. Might well get ready for it. You're going to shed some tears before you get your blessing, honey. But when you get your blessing, it's going to be worth the price. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, I know about riding a bus. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. My God, hallelujah. We suffered, but we didn't suffer long. Come on here, somebody. We suffered about 2 years, scuffled about five, struggled about eight. Come on here. There's a difference between suffering, scuffling, and struggling. Come on here, somebody. But on the other side, honey, if you're wiggling through this thing, God keeps telling you, come on. Come on. Don't turn around. It's worth the trip. Come on. Keep on scuffling. I'll get this like that. I can feel I'm getting closer. I'm getting closer, honey. Hey. I done come too far now. Oh, praise the Lord. I can tell you about walking and riding the bus. Hallelujah. But we're riding the Mercedes Benz now. Do you hear me what I say? Come on here, somebody. I can tell you, praise God, they did take the ring off her finger, but she got diamonds on there now, honey. She wore the same coat for 4 years, but she got a mink on now, honey. Y'all ain't gonna say nothing. Hallelujah. Yes, we lost our three-room apartment, honey. Praise God, but last September 10th, I moved into a 14-room mini mansion. Come on here, somebody. Worth $400,000. Come on here, somebody. When I was here last month, I told y'all I was going to get my miracle. I told you, praise God. I found a house worth $400,000. I didn't pay that much for it. As a matter of fact, I ain't gave the man the down payment. He holding the mortgage. He waiting till I get the down payment. Come on here, somebody. But I got the key, and I live there now. To get my money for the new house, and I'll hold the mortgage at 8%, and you can pay me like you want to. Now, if that ain't God, I don't know what is. And the old house I'm selling, somebody gave that to me. Come on here, somebody. I'm not bragging, honey, but when you go before the Lord in prayer, you can tell him, Lord, if you're blessed, Carter, you can bless me too. Telling you what I'm talking about, honey. Hallelujah, yeah, hallelujah. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord will deliver you out of them all. Troubles in your way, you're going to have to cry sometime. But Jesus said, I'll fix it for you. If you just hang in there, you just hang on in there, honey. Glory to God, payday coming, y'all. Yeah, you might be walking now, but you won't walk after a while. You might be scuffling now. But there's a blessing right around the corner. You by yourself now, but God got your miracle with your name on it. And honey, if you just hang in there, I don't care how dark it looks, I don't care how bad you feel, I don't care who's against
where God is moving. If you want to be blessed, you got to leave that cursed place and find you a blessed place. You hear me what I say? You got to leave, praise God, where they're doing things wrong and come to where they're doing things right. Glory to God. Lot wound up in the wrong place and became infected with contamination because you can't hang around sin. You hear me what I say? And it's not good on you, honey. You can't ride in the smoking car and not come out smelling like smoke. If you hang around liars, honey, you're going to wind up lying. If you hang around fornicators, they'll give you all the reasons why it's all right. And you're going to wind up fornicating, honey. If you hang around bull daggers and faggots and homosexuals, that spirit will get on you, honey. And you'll be doing things you thought you never would do. That's why the Bible says, come out from among them. But it was more than that, praise God. If you turn to Ezekiel chapter 16, verse 48, the Bible says, I live, saith the Lord God, Sodom, thy sister, has not done she, nor her daughter, as thou hast done, thou and thy daughter. Behold, this was the iniquity of thy sister Sodom. Now, God can't bless you, honey, when you're caught up in pride. Because pride comes before destruction, and a holy living before fall. Come on here, somebody. If you caught up in pride, praise God, you'll think more of yourself than you ought to think. If you're caught up in pride, praise God, you have a me first attitude. You start developing eye trouble. Come on here, somebody. I'm this and I'm that and I'm important and I'm that. You get out of trouble. But then God can't stand pride. Number two, the fullness of grace. You know what that means, honey? Sometimes we get so much, we forget where it came from. We start putting more emphasis in the blessing and forget about the blesser. I heard somebody say, don't forget to remember where all of your blessings come from. If God has blessed you, you need to tell him thank you. If he made a way, you need to tell him thank you. If he opened doors, you need to tell him thank you. Come on here, somebody. Fullness of bread. Number three, abundance. Honey, when you have too much time on your hands, the devil will give you something to do with it. You sit around here looking at television. Come on here, somebody. Come on, come on, I'm off seat. Hallelujah, ain't got nothing to do. So watch all this soap opera. Stu born with John. John married to Mary. Mary in love with Pete. Pete sticking around with Sarah. Bill. some of us are so busy getting things for ourselves, we don't have time to strengthen the hands of the poor and needy. That means you ain't never going to do nothing for nobody else. My God, you so busy getting your turkey and ham and roast. You so busy getting your Thanksgiving dinner together. You don't even consider that somebody ain't got nothing to eat and nowhere to eat it. Come on here, somebody. My God, how many of you need to look around and realize we're living in a time, praise God, of homelessness. A time in this great country where people don't have nothing to eat. Amen. You might not live in the finest place, but if you got a roof over your head, you need to tell them thank you. Come on here, somebody. Hey, you might not drive the finest car, but if you got something that takes you where you want to go, you need to tell them thank you. You might not have all the finest designer clothes, but if you got clothes on your back, you need to tell them thank you. Oh, no. All right. They were haughty.
Y'all ain't going to help me.
Some folk walk around, they won't speak to nobody. You got to be somebody for them to speak to you. Well, who do you think you are? Come on here, somebody. Who do you think you are? If it had not been the Lord was on your side, you wouldn't be who you are. Come on here, somebody. Don't forget, praise God, the same people you pass on the way up, you're going to pass the same folk on the way down. Promotion don't come from man, north, south, east, or west. Promotion comes from the Lord, because the same
Mrs. Lot. Do you hear me what I said? Another angel grabbed them two girls, Sue and Mary, and went to running out of town. But let me tell you something, honey. The angel can't take you but so far. The rest of the way you got to go on your own. The angel can't save you. You got to save yourself from this untoward generation. The angel said, I'm going to get you out of here. But I can't make you stay out of here. I can set you free. But you got to stay free. God can save you. But you got to want to be kept. God ain't helping me. The Lord is able. But you got to stay under the blood. You got to get in the Word. You got to get on your knees. You got to turn your plate down. It's got to be in your mind. You got to have your heart fixed and your mind made up. Whatever happens, I can't look back. Ain't nothing back there to help me. My help is ahead of me. I can't turn around. I can't stop. I come too far. Do y'all hear me what I say? Come on here, come out. Some people are saved. They're in the church, but their heart is still in the world. They're always talking about what I used to do, what I used to be. Honey, I danced all night long. Well, you can still dance. You just dance to another tune. They're always talking about the women they used to have, the money they used to have. Make me wonder, haven't you looked at what God has done for you? Ain't you know the Lord's been good to you? Hallelujah, you in the church, but your heart is in the world. And as long as you on the fence, God said, I can't bless you, because I don't know what you're going to do. Y'all ain't going to help me. Glory to God. The angel took him out of town. And so now, I can't help you no more. Glory to God. I can't do no more for you. But there's a mountain. Escape to the mountain. I can't do nothing till you leave. And I'm getting ready to move. But whatever happens, don't look back. And move along. Lot and Mrs. Lot. Hallelujah. Behind them, the two girls. Mrs. Lot walking along. Thinking about my China West. Thinking about my coat. My silver. Yeah. She began to think about Aunt Tilly and Uncle Willie. I wonder how my best friend Bertha is. Wonder did I turn off the pot? What's going to happen with my blue shield and my blue cross? Yeah. I didn't bring my check in the pack. Amen. I wonder, do I have all my papers with me? She was going forward, but she was thinking backward. Hallelujah. Glory to God. After a while, her back was thinking. My God, God had compelled her. No doubt that she was moving along. The fire deluge began behind her. Hallelujah. And as they were moving, the screams of the people, amen, was coming forth. They could hear the roar of the fire. a little sin. Ain't no such thing as a little drink. Ain't no such thing as a little affair. All liars, all sinners, all backsliders, all backbiters, all fornicators, all adulterators is going to the lake. She began to turn and look back. Praise God, the wrath of God fell on her. And she began to change and begin to crystallize. The girls were behind, saw what was happening as her steps started becoming laborious. Amen. And she began to crystallize and turn.